Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
For contacting customer support, this is Jay speaking. May I have your zip code, please?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Let me call you back. Hold on 1 second, please. Okay, wait. Are you there?
Yes, hello? I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Yes. You have, there's a charge from you guys on my credit card and my bank.
Ma'am, may I have your zip code, please?
07410.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Denise. The last name is Zaft, Z-A-F-T.
All right, this looks like there was an order placed on January the 12th for a smart health fitness watch where you paid the shipping and handling of $6.95.
Yes, but there was nothing about paying an additional charge there, and I got a charge for $59.95, which was declined by my bank.
Yes, ma'am. There were terms and conditions that $6.95 was just shipping and handling for you to try that product for a period of time.
Well,
if there was no,
and I didn't see
when you signed up and you paid the $6.95, ma'am, that was you agreeing to that.
Okay,
that's
well,
what
I
I'm explaining.
I need a cancellation number. Can I have a cancellation number?
There is nothing to be canceled.
Well, for any future charges, I need a cancellation number.
Okay, ma'am. Well, there won't be any. Well, the only charge that there will be. They're going to try to keep attempting to get that $59.95 because you have that product.
Well, that
so there's
never,
nothing to cancel
it was,
out.
It said it was free watch for $6.95 shipping is all it was. So it's
ma'am, there were
scam.
Terms and conditions.
Well, you know what? I didn't see them. They weren't there. There was only the $6.95 charge, and I'm sure you go through this day after day. Because
I do.
This was a scam. And so
it's not. The terms are there.
$6.95.
Well, you would have to send that watch back,
it?
Ma'am. And if you don't send that back, they're going to keep trying. That's all. I'm not going
to
argue with you.
Watch back, because I don't even use it. It's broken. It doesn't even work. So I would love to.
Was it broken when you received it?
Yes, it doesn't work. We tried to charge it. I don't know how to do any of this stuff. It's just laying there.
There's not record where you called around to. You could have called and got that fixed or got another one.
I don't know a number. It came in a box with no number. If I wasn't just charged for this, I wouldn't even know who gave this to me. It came across something when I went online and it said, hey, you want a free watch. So just pay shipping and handling. And I'm like, okay, cool. I never won anything before, so I paid it, and now I'm getting all this trouble. So I'm putting the watch in the box. I don't want it. I never used it, and I don't know how to use it.
Okay, ma'am.
And I didn't even know how to get back in touch with you because there's no number on how to get in touch with you guys.
All right.
Please give me the watch back and leave me alone. That's all I want. I've been sick for, like, months, and I need to just be left alone. So this watch is coming back, and I need a cancellation number.
I can give you a number, ma'am, but there's no cancellation number. B as in boy. There's nothing to cancel. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, but I'll give you this number. B as in boy, 08-41-53-64-B.
Okay, my bank asked me for that. What is your address so I can send this watch back?
The address to that company, because we're a third-party customer support.
Okay.
That, let's see what that address is. Okay, it is 11551 East 45th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Unit C. That's in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That zip is 80239.
Okay. So will you, once this gets back to them, you'll know, they're going to notify you or something?
No, ma'am. What happens here is you were your you were declined. You said your bank declined.
Yeah.
They're not. There are no charges.
My bank declined it, but you said that they're going to try to continue to get this money.
Going in.
You're going in and out. Hello? 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 Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. You said they're going to try to continue to get this money.
It's issue line. The only time they keep doing it is if it declined for no funds. But your bank declined it. They're not going to keep trying.
Right. Okay, what is the name of the company that I can send it back to? Because you gave me the address, but not the company name.
Better Lifestyle.
Okay, Better Lifestyle. So, but you said, I mean, my bank declined it, but they're still going to try to get the money.
Yes, your bank declined it, ma'am.
Okay, but if they try again... I guess my bank's just going to decline it again, but how long are they going to keep trying to get the money for it? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know once they receive the product, they'll stop trying to bill.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to have to then put my name in with the package saying, you know, this is from whoever, you know, from myself to them so they can stop billing.
Or what you could do as well is once you, because when you send it back, they give you a tracking number. If you want to track it yourself, because we don't have no way of getting, we're not the fulfillment center. We're a third party here. So we don't know, you know, we don't get these products back. So they don't always contact the support team and tell us, you know, this customer returned a product. So if you have that tracking number, the best way to do it is to track it yourself. And give us a call when you see that it's been delivered and be like, look, I got this tracking number. I sent these products back. It's been delivered, either refund or stop billing my account, you know, and we can pull that up and see that it's been delivered and process everything on our end.
Okay. Oh, what a pain in the neck this has been. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're quite welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.